Glad you're back with us. I want to get to my guest right now. He is Robert Moffitt. He is the senior fellow in health policy solutions at Heritage and a co-author of Why Obamacare is Wrong for America. Bob, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm great. Good to have you on the program again. You know, I think it's interesting that Joe Biden had to hear all of that criticism of Barack Obama using basically the same line with Obamacare, and he dredged it up again.
Yes, he did. You can be sure that under Biden's plan, if you have an employment-based plan, you have a very good chance of losing it. It's the way in which his plan is constructed. He creates a public option, which is open to people with employment-based health insurance coverage. And he has artificially low rates for doctors and hospitals, which means you will get artificially low premiums. He creates an unlevel playing field tilted in favor of the government. And he heavily subsidizes the government plan, the new government plan. And it's an invitation for employers to simply dump their workers and their families out of employment coverage into the government plan. They have every incentive to do so under the Biden proposal.
And I've argued all along, and I know you and I have talked about this before, that this ultimately this was the intention of Obamacare, was to effectively run private insurers out of the market so there'd be nobody left standing at the end except the federal government.
The way you do that is you create a government plan with special statutory or regulatory advantages to guarantee an unlevel playing field of competition between the government plan and private health insurance. And the idea is if you create a rigged market, it's kind of like the way the mob operates in some of the big cities. You create a rigged market and basically you get the desired result.
Plenty of blame to go around in terms of why the Republicans haven't since fixed this problem after it was passed in 2010. The question, the debate for 2020, though, is you've either got the extreme, which is Bernie Sanders and a state-run healthcare system, or you've got something else, and we don't know what that something else is. Where do you recommend that we go with this?
Well, I think the first thing we've got to do is you got to recognize, I mean, most people right now who are in employment-based health insurance, and believe me, employment-based health insurance in the United States is far from perfect, but most people are very satisfied with it. We know that from survey after survey. Your problem is in the individual and small group market, which is regulated directly by the federal government under Obamacare. The problem in the individual and the small group market is that premiums have skyrocketed. They've doubled in about 4 years, about 105% premium increases. The deductibles are crazy. People with a standard plan are paying $8,000 or more in deductibles for family coverage, which basically makes their insurance costs the equivalent of another mortgage. And the other point is that Obama promised a robust competition in the private markets. The exact opposite has taken place. What we have seen is a radical decline in competition throughout the United States, to the point where about 52% of American counties have only one insurer. So basically, people have a single-payer system if you're in the individual market, whether you like it or not. Another big problem is because these plans are so expensive, they try to control cost by cutting out doctors and hospitals and clinics and home health agencies that are somewhat expensive. So they've narrowed the networks. And now 73% of all of the Obamacare plans have narrow networks. It's radically different from employment-based health insurance.
And that
we have got to fix the individual market. That's what we have to do.
Right.
And we have to lower the cost, we have to stimulate the competition, and we have to get rid of this super costly regulatory regime, which is driving up costs in the individual market throughout the country.
Yeah, I'm with you. Bob, a great explanation of that. Always appreciate having you on. Thank you.